IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars from IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the All Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Atta, the host of this program. This is Viewpoints. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic Hausa of Qom, and we want to discuss another important topic regarding the speeches and the addresses of the Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Brother Ali Alevian and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome. And Brother Ali Alevian, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaykum assalam. Thank you for having me here.
So today we want to talk about the important concept of adala, or justice, in the thoughts and speeches of Ayatollah Khamenei. So regarding the concept of adala or justice, for sure, when we are on the way to achieve justice, there are some obstacles. And these obstacles ban us from reaching the justice in true sense of the word. The leader has also enumerated some of the obstacles that are on our way to reach justice, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. One of the things that the leader has talked about is that a person, if is not purified inside the spirit, his own spirit, cannot reach justice. So from one side in the world, in today's world, from one side we see that the people are getting away and away from purity inside, I mean tazkiyah nafs, purification inside, and purification of spirit. And from the other side, they are looking for justice, okay? And a very big contrast and contradiction that exists. But according to what leader says, if a person does not achieve purification inside, for sure he cannot path the way of justice.
I just want to just mention a couple of verses about the discussion that we have. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about those people who reform themselves.
That's right.
You know, when we stop the process of reforming, that is the time then where we leave justice. Mm-hmm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, those who have committed sins, for example, or who were just unjust in their life, they have committed wrong deeds. And after that, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا, and after that, except those who repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ, after they were unjust.
That's right.
وَأَصْلَحُ, this is very important. Only repentance is not enough. You know, once we just say, oh Allah, forgive me, I will not do this. There is another word Allah mentions, وَأَصْلَحُ, and they reform.
That's right.
Themselves. This is very important. You know, sometimes we commit sin and it has its own consequences. By just saying sorry, it's not enough. You need to make things right. So for them, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And there is another verse in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. Do not corrupt this word after it has been, you know, reformed. So we need to pay attention, because in the Quran there are many, many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that if someone has done a sin, or he did not purify himself, but as soon as he realizes it, because, you know, we are discussing this, why? Because in our listeners, myself first and then the listeners, when they listen to this, obviously we need to take the next step. So what should we do? We know the reasons, like, what are the reasons? The first reason we said, because the people do not purify themselves, do That's not right. go towards the perfection.
Yes.
If I realize that I'm not on that path, the first thing is, tabu, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that, what is it? Aslahu. Then we need to reform ourselves. Because when we do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ. For these kind of people, I go towards them. Because here, atubu is, it's not repentance. I accept their repentance.
That's right.
You know, this exception is very, accepting the repentance is very important.
Allah is tawwab.
Yes,
Allah is the acceptor of
He comes friends. Back. He comes right. back to our okay. to us, and he accepts it. So we need to obviously pay attention towards these
That's
things.
All right, they are for sure very true. But Brother Ali Alevian, if you want to compare the justice system, for example, in a country like Islamic Republic of Iran and the Western world, the definition that they give out of justice is for sure very much different. But the case is that we have some greater points to mention. For example, you know, the both men and women in Iran are paid in terms of the money. I mean, if we have a bank clerk who is a woman and a man, they are paid the same. Mm-hmm. This is what the payment, for example, or wage equality the West has been looking for. And the women, in fact, in the West have been looking for so many years. Or, for example, about the participation at the university, both women and men have the same chance. In terms of using the natural resources in all parts of the country, the governments and the states have to observe justice. So I think the Islamic Republic of Iran could be a nice model if achieved properly.
Yeah.
In terms of, we can say, implementing justice in the Muslim lands.
Introducing a new model.
Yeah, or a new model to the world, which has the Aqlani and Ma'navi at the same time. Isn't it true?
Very true. What you said is exactly true and needs to be even worked on more, because due to the problems that we have been faced with, like that of, let's say, imposed war later on, we have seen the pressure of the sanctions and some mismanagements in the whole system. We have seen that even this kind of look that you said, both are paid, but equally, needs to be even modified in an Islamic way. So any person needs to receive as his sha'niyya, what is it?
A status.
Based on the status that he or she has. That's so right. It's sometimes a person with, this is what even Islam tells us, Quran, هَلْ يَسْتَوِ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ. So definitely those who know are not the same as those who do not know. So when we are talking about justice, exactly is totally different with the status of musawat or equality, if this equality is a good translation for that. So we have this potentiality in our principles, and
that's right.
If it is derived well from the sources, and we expect it from the from the scholars who are in charge of the economy, or and let's say economy theories of the country and policy or politicians to take it from Islamic sources and text to see what is the best model that Islam introduces. Look, I don't want to say that we have not reached yet at all, but we are still on the way to reach that. So the concept that everyone needs to receive and to be paid to the extent that his status requires him or her to be received, this is something that Islam has lots of words to say here.
Okay.
So this is where we can, I think, introduce to the world and say this is the Islam. Unfortunately, Islamic countries were silent in this field, and they have not yet even worked, though they have not been under the pressures that we have been.
Look,
they
at
have
how
not yet faced any war that we have been under the pressure of. So you see, the only country that is expected to actually introduce a good role model in this system is Islamic Republic of Iran. And then scholars from seminary schools and even universities, those who are familiar with Islamic principles, Mabani, to work and to extract these rules from Islamic sources. And it is, I think, reachable, and it can be achieved, inshallah. Find that how beautiful Islam looks at the right of the people. We see that no right is violated and neglected. And this is what we are waiting for this to happen. Look, theoretically, we know what Islam says when we are talking about justice, when we have defined it. But in order to implement it in the different classes of the, in different, let's say, levels of the society, in the management of the offices and official departments, so it needs to be, let's say, the laws must be issued and the required, let's say, legislation needs to be enacted. So this is what we are, inshallah, waiting for to happen.
And, sometimes we look at the very beautiful picture of how these big towers are shown to us in the West, also in some of the Arab countries. But when you go behind the scene, just look at how much the minimum wage, they have the laborers, especially the migrators from weak parts of the society. There was recently a documentary showing this, that in what we can say afflicted situations, the workers and the laborers who are working in big towers are living, okay, in some of these Arab countries. This is not justice, for sure. And this is not, as Brother Ali said, we can say respecting the Sharia. The position of human beings in today's world as the best creature of Allah on earth. And this is not justice. But I think in the Muslim lands, we have to look for a model which is applicable and which is compatible with the culture and with the religion and with the society in the Eastern world. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, we could see that some of or most of the models that are coming are, we can say, imported from the Western ones, something which has been with their own, we can say, position or secularism or in terms of the financial thing, the banking system, and even human being in general, okay, that is living over there, for example, without observing religious laws or Islamic laws or something like that. We have to look for a model, and this is the duty of the scholars over here, brothers Said Mohsen Naqvi and Brother Ali Elbiyat.
I just want to say one sentence and draw then I'll leave it to say it. Look, brother, theoretically, we understand that whatever we understand from Islam, it tells us that there is a very good model here, but it has not yet been organized in the way that is workable. It is workable, but it has not been yet organized for the implementation. Mm-hmm. So, as I said, mathematically speaking, let's say 2 multiplied by 2 makes 4, because we see it that Islam tells us that okay, look, this is the right or the just way to consider the rights of the people,
right.
The right of the creatures okay. of God. So when in action up to bring it into action, so it requires a sort of as whatever the Westerners did.
Okay.
I mean, they made it organized and then they presented. So we Muslims, since we have been under, let's say, different pressures in the course of history now, it doesn't mean that we are always
acting
Muslims.
More organized. We have to do that.
We need to make it organized and present it to the whole world.
Inshallah, day by day, we are progressing. Rahbar also has talked about the judicial justice. This is very important. Sayyid mentioned that the judge has to be just, okay?
Yes.
So the judicial system has to be just and look after the true justice in the society.
The same way that the Imam of the Muslimin, Imam Ali alayhi salam, asked the judge to be judged, to act justly between me and the person who is actually coming to your court.
Mm.
So these lessons are, as I said, theoretically already. They need just to be presented in a word, organized and well prepared.
We are far away from the true justice, and we as the Muslims have to present the models to the world, and inshallah one day the scholars, well, the people with the help of the scholars can reach such a system and such a model of justice all across the world. But Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi and Brother Ali Elbiyat, thank you very much for your elaboration regarding the topic of justice as elaborated by the Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. It was very kind of you. Dear listeners, thank you much too for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Iyan Call of Islam page, also YouTube channel Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي يقولها شفعة أنا لها